I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The University of Oregon English Department and the Collins Fund present Asian American Voices, a Collins literary forum bringing four authors to the UO campus in spring. The first will be Gish Jen, author of four celebrated novels, a collection of short stories, and her most recent book, Tiger Writing, Art, Culture, and the Interdependent Self. That book is drawn from her Massey lectures at Harvard University in 2012. She'll appear in the Knight Library Browsing Room on the UO campus on Monday, April 21st at 8 p.m., and she joins us at KLCC by phone. Welcome, Gish.
Hi.
Well, what do you mean exactly by tiger writing?
This book is about East-West differences in the self and how, you know, we see that in narrative and in art generally, I will say. So by tiger writing, I was really trying to get at what it means to write out of an Eastern self, although if you read the book, you'll sort of see that Eastern self actually morphs into a Western self.
Interdependence is a concept which is undervalued, I think, in American culture, where the myth of independence runs rampant. Is there a different view of interdependence within the Chinese culture from which your family comes?
Yes, of course. In China, and really in most places in the world, interdependence is the norm. What that means is that, you know, a self which is not focused on self-realization and, you know, self-expression, but that's really focused on duty and honor and the role that you play in the world.
And how is that interdependence essential, in your view, in the development of art and culture?
Well, it turns out that because this self is so focused on, you know, how you fit into a larger whole, you know, so whether that is that might be a family or that might be how you fit into the cosmos, it's not a self that focuses on developing a personal narrative. Here in the West, the whole idea is that you are a unique human being, and we celebrate your uniqueness from day one, and also we want you to see what's unique and special about you. If you grow up in some place which is not the West, meaning, you know, even Eastern Europe, Central and Eastern Europe, or Africa, or the Middle East, or Asia, you are not celebrated that way from day one, and people are not interested in how you are unique. Quite the contrary, I think that the assumption is that, well, you might be somewhat unique, but there are a lot of people in the world, and you're probably more like others, and you are different than they are. And so you are not focused on your personal narrative.
What from Chinese culture and American cultures do you think we need to teach each other in order to increase interdependence in a positive way?
Americans can be too individualistic to a degree where we fail to realize that we are also part of a whole which is much larger than, much more important than we are. Maybe life's real meaning comes not from simply, you know, exploring what's within us, but contributing to this larger framework. I do think that the interdependent cultures can learn from us, though, also. I do think that sometimes when we think about a phenomena like the Cultural Revolution and fascism, those things, I wouldn't say they were caused by interdependence, but there's certainly a link to the fact that people are so identified with their groups that some of these terrible things can happen.
Well, let's return to the writing world here for a moment. you know, In your novels, you often deal with difficult topics, but in a playful way often. What's the role of humor and joy for you in communicating difficult subjects?
The fact that I have one foot in the interdependent world and one foot in the independent world does mean that I can always take a step back from any situation. And, of course, the minute you take a step back, there's always humor. And could you take two steps back, there's absurdity, right? So I think it's exactly the fact that I have this bicultural lens that enables me to look at things which are quite charged, you know, and take a somewhat impartial view.
In the end, in your talk here in Oregon, whether you draw from your fiction or nonfiction writing, what will you wish to leave with the audience that will impact or change them?
Well, you know, in the end, I do hope to broaden our ideas about art in the West. You know, real humanity is linked with this ability to make, quote-unquote, real art. But unfortunately, real art is associated with individualism. People with interdependent selves are very frequently characterized as being like sheep or like robots, and I would like them to think again before they ever use any words like that.
Author Gish Jen, who'll be the first speaker in the University of Oregon's spring series of Asian American Voices, a Collins Literary Forum. She'll appear in the Knight Library Browsing Room on the UO campus at 8 p.m. on Monday, April 21st. It is free and open to the public. The other authors following in the series in May include Maxine Hong Kingston, Bill Cheng, and Chong Ray Lee. For more information on Gish Jen, see gishjen.com. And for more on Asian American Voices, english.uoregon.edu. Gish, thank you so much for your time today.
Good. Thank you so much.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.